Kent in Kingwood writes to us. He has something in common with you, Tom.
He has no hair.
Yeah, well, I can't say because he didn't send a picture, but no. But he has some. He has an air conditioner installed by David Debian.
Oh, yeah. The great, yes. Mm-hmm.
David was, I guess he's like one of the top 20 or something.
Number 7 in all of air conditioning, the most influential person in air conditioning. And air conditioning hasn't been along really right. all that much. So,
but his rant,
less than 100 years, I think.
Yeah, but his rant was that it was all about the humidity, right?
Yes.
Reduce humidity. Well, that's why Kent writes to us. He says, he heard you say 55% humidity is okay. And he remembers back when David and you used to be on the radio together that he would say no more than 49%. And he says new systems have a hard time hitting 50. Is it possible that something's changed here, Tom?
No, 49, 50. I always say, David always told me 50 to 55, you're going to be okay. Over 60, you can start to have issues. Over 70, you got mold growing. So if it's, you know, 52 and he wants 49, splitting hairs with 3 percentage points is not going to make a whole lot of difference. And it also has a lot to do, is it raining or is it dry out? Today it would be lower. Yesterday when it was raining like crazy in my house, it probably would have been a couple percentage points higher. So you can't keep it at one point all the time. But David and I talked many, many hours. He was a very close friend of mine, and my numbers come from David's mouth, so that's just the way it is. But 49 or 52, it's going to be just fine.
The only place percentages like that count is at NASA, and you're aiming for the moon. So then a couple percent might matter, but in air conditioning.
Yeah, and there's too many variables. It's right. Like I say, it has to do with the weather outside. You can't have it the exact same all the time unless you live in a bottle.